Tonight marks the beginning of summer in Jackson, Michigan. That's because it's the annual opening of the Cascade Falls in Cascades County Park. WMUK reporter Nancy Camden brings us the story from past to present.
In 1958, my parents launched our first family vacation from our home in Indiana. First vacation stop, Jackson, Michigan, at the Cascade Falls. From its first opening in 1932 to today, this unique entertainment is still a destination.
There are these illuminated man-made waterfalls that are choreographed to music, and the lights go on and off and fountains go off. My name is Lynn Loftus. I'm the retired director of the Ella Sharp Museum in Jackson, Michigan. One of the wonderful landmarks here in Jackson that everyone is so proud of is the Cascades Falls. A Jackson businessman by the name of William Sparks acquired the land near his home and developed this huge park with these man-made illuminated waterfalls. While he was traveling in Spain, he had seen some illuminated waterfalls, and I think that created the dream. And everyone called it William Sparks' dream. He commissioned it to be built during the Depression. He asked that Jackson men work on the project, and that preference was given to married men who were trying to support their families during the Depression. The Cascades opened on May 9th, 1932, which was his 49th birthday. And they said 25,000 people came to the opening of the Cascades.
In the years that it opened in 1932, all the way up until World War II, he would have giant stage spectacles, 10 stages on the hills of the Cascades, with choruses that were 500 strong. My name is Jim Guerrero. I'm retired now, but I was the director of the Cascades for 35 years. We can make the falls change their lights faster than your eye can keep track of it now with the computer. The computer regulates it now. The man or woman who's running the falls is sitting in a little room at the base of the falls with their laptop, controlling the water, the lights, and the music. So that's a far different way than he envisioned it in the 1930s, but it was the only way we could make sure it was still an attraction that people want to go to. Large parts of the workings of the Cascades, the mechanical and plumbing workings of the Cascades, are still original equipment, and they're in danger of failing. So there's a drive underway today to renovate those systems and completely bring them into the 21st century. Majority of time there's music playing. We also have a time there that we don't play any music, that you just hear the water. And what we always say is the lights come on at dusk. And dusk is different every single night of the summer. And you have to have darkness to see the program. It's a romantic setting. The beautiful 500-foot-long falls as it cascades down this large hill. And the moonlight overhead, the stars in the sky, people get entranced by the beauty of the colored lights and the colored water. And as they walk up and down the falls on both sides, you hear that cascading water coming down. And if you come as a couple, you know, you watch them all. They're all holding hands. They're snuggling. They go up on one side of the falls, and they kind of disappear into the darkness a little bit. William Sparks, who was from Scotland, he wanted it as a place of relaxing, meditation, beauty in the middle of this 500-acre park where people could relax. And little did he know that people need that today more than ever. It's a great activity for the night to come to the Cascades where people can interact and talk to each other. It's not like going to a movie where you can't talk to the person next to you.
You know, the children just love having all these fountain sprays to kind of run up and down the hill with.
It really does appeal to all age groups.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.
The Cascades are open now through September 1st, 7 days a week from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.